Dr. Pinsky with a female IME on Jessica Johnson. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Johnson as described in my report of 7-1-20 period. She is now a 60-year-old woman who again described she was an injured worker on 7-11-18. Apparently she was lifting boxes during a move from one office to another and injured her mid and lower back. Apparently she did not go to the emergency room period. She did have further evaluation leading to a change of stance to be a diagnosis of a herniated disc. Period, these were treated without surgical intervention, but she did accept injection therapy. Period, since evaluated here, she received injections on both sides of her spine. Period, she completed her course of active treatment with Dr. Kothari, K-O-T-H-A-R-I, on 4-3-23. Period, she admits that many years ago, she also injured her back, but did not recall details. Period, she has not had any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period, new paragraph. As per the records provided, Ms. Johnson applied for a reopener on her claim. Period, additional treatment records show she was seen by Dr. Kothari as early as 7-21-17 for low back pain. Period. He noted she already had a lumbar MRI from 2014 that was available for review. Period. He noted it revealed prominent annular bulge at L4-5 with facet arthropathy at that level. Period, at L5-S1, there was a central disc herniation with compression on the central canal and thecal sac. Period, there's facet arthropathy at that level as well. Period, x-ray is done in the office, revealed loss of disc base height at L4-5 and L5-S1, along with facet arthropathy at both levels. Period, his assessment was discogenic and facet-mediated low back pain. I'm a lumbar strain, comma, and lumbar disc disease at L4-5 and L5-S1. Paired, he started her on medications and discussed the possibility of an epidural injection. Period. As noted in my prior report, she continued to receive treatment from Dr. Kothari over the next few years. Period. In the paragraph, she returned to Dr. Kothari on 8-10-22 with similar complaints. Appears she had a series of lumbar epidural injections that improved her symptoms. Appears, however, she had recurrence and an increase of her pain. Appears she does not report a specific incident at work that may have led to the recurrence of symptoms, but she does report an increase in her job responsibility as well as time at work, which she feels has led to the development of increased pain and dysfunction. Period. He noted that 3 epidural injections were given from March through June of 2019. Period. He noted an MRI revealed multi-level disc degeneration with a central and right paracentral disc herniation with L5-S1 with compression on the S1 nerve root. Period. That image was from 2018 and he recommended a repeat MRI. Period. Paragraph, she had undergone a lumbar MRI on 12-4-18. Whose results will be inserted here. Period. On 3-11-20, she was seen by Dr. Diamond. Period. And Dr. Kothari's referral, she had the repeat lumbar MRI on 9-2-22, but was not compared specifically to any studies. Period. The overall impression was multi-level degenerative changes, period, and underline this. However, I will have to mark it off what to include in the body of the report. Period. She also had disc protrusions and bulging from T11 through L3. Period. Dr. Kothari followed up with had her follow up on 9/26/22 to review the MRI. Period. He opined it demonstrated paracentral disc herniation / extrusion with the left side of the component in L3-4 with compression of the left L4 nerve root. Period. He recommended additional epidural injections. Period. These were then administered. Period. She followed up with him through 4/3/23, noting these injections were given on 2/14/23 and 3/21/23, with 50% and 70% relief common respectively. Period. She was to return afterwards, but does not appear to have done so. Period. Physical. General Parent, she states she cannot afford to take time off from work for surgery, although this was suggested. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. Peripheral pulses were not assessed. The rest of that is normal. Cervical extension was 50 degrees, but motion was full in all of the spheres without discomfort. Thoracic normal lumbosacral extension was to 30 degrees and relieved her discomfort. Period. Flexion was to... Scratch that. Flexion was to 30 degrees and relieved her discomfort. Period. Bilateral side bending is to 20 degrees with tenderness. Period. Extension and bilateral rotation were full without discomfort. The pine tree at leg raise and maneuver on the right at 75 degrees and left at 50 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. Impressions on 7/11/18, Jessica Johnson alleges to have injured her back at work and has marked on my prior report. Period. Since evaluated here, she reopens her claim. Period, she returned to Dr. Kothari, who had treated her previously with epidural injections. Period, she underwent a repeat lumbar MRI on 9/2/22 that again showed multi-level degenerative changes. Period, she responded well to another series of epidural injections. Period, no surgery was performed. Period, she currently states she cannot take time off from work for surgery. Period. In paragraph, the current examinations found there to be variable mobility about the lumbosacral spine. Period, flexion actually increased her discomfort. Period, supine straight leg raise maneuvers failed to elicit any radicular symptoms below the knees. Period, neural tension signs were negative. Period, my opinions about permanency and causation will also be inserted here as marked from my prior report. There is no increase in the level of disability I previously offered. Period. She remains highly functional as noted in her ability to continue in her full duty capacity with the insured. Period. And that is the end.